If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Wow, 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 wow. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our little world. There we go. Now all things are right in the world. Happy hump day, everybody.
Hump day. Hump day.
I'd like to begin the show with a little confession, if I could.
Oh, I know you love me. My God.
Well, there's
forever.
That, right?
What did you do?
Oh, is it something else?
It turns out I may be prone to exaggeration.
Whoa, what? I'm intrigued. Go on.
Well, as we were talking yesterday about the sting incident, yeah. And I it's the first time I even tried to look up the photos in I don't know how long. I know you probably think I stare at that photo daily, but I don't.
That is actually quite an admission. I really did think you had that framed at your house. It's the way you know every detail of the photo.
But as I looked for the photo where he drills my thigh and tweaks my nipple, I realized that may be a slight exaggeration about what happened there. There is no photo of him nailing my thigh.
I feel like I've seen it. You've described it so perfectly.
I know.
I really do feel like I can picture it.
You two have been adamant about this. I've heard the story told several times.
He's coming
in
crotch first. That's a fact. Yeah. And he is coming in with his hands out for a tweak.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that would be my right nipple.
Honk, honk.
But he never lands it in any of the photos I found. I'm like, I may have
Did you go through like a live photo?
I did. He does not stick the landing as I have.
No, I actually picture him. He's like only knee high and he's like a little dog. Well, maybe he's thigh high and he's reaching up for the nipple. Like he's...
You know how you tell a story over the years and it's a little bit more, a little better.
Well, and they say you only really remember something once. After that, you're just elaborating on your memory of the memory.
I swear, I'm looking at that picture going, where's the other one?
Yeah. I feel like I know that picture intimately.
Yeah. I did too. Until
I felt like you knew Sting intimately, but it turns out.
Until I couldn't find the photo of him actually, planting one into my thigh.
Did you feel like you felt him?
Oh, I clearly.
Against you?
Have.
So you've imagined it, is what you're saying.
A retelling in my head of how that went down. Yeah. But
well, I've never known you to exaggerate, so it is very strange. It's very, can someone please make a note of this, that Vinny somehow has spoken in something akin to a hyperbole?
I've never heard either of you exaggerate ever.
That is true. So
couldn't believe it. I mean,
today.
I was looking at the picture going, where's the other one?
I know. Even as I was looking at the one that came the closest, where he is definitely reaching for your breast.
No, he comes in for sure, crotch first, with... Nipple pinchers happening.
But there's no no friction.
He never brings it home like I have built it up in my head to be.
Listen, you didn't need to say all this.
I did.
I was still fully on board with that dude humped your leg. And he's a notch on this show's belt for sure. Even still, dude was into you. He never looked at me once that whole interview. I was jelly. It was Sting the whole time.
Like, and I do think he's a big notch. I mean, I know that you got Paul Newman, and that's huge.
Yeah, that is true. We were in a studio together cutting our scene.
And then what happened?
He was flashing his blue eyes at me.
And then?
And then I was like, I really like your dressing, sir.
That's funny. I was there. I don't remember him being there.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes big events like that happen and you just misremember
them. I remember us cutting our lines, but oh, that's right. I got to meet Tom Hanks because I signed my name next to his at Pixar.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I met him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's
remember, he's
his.
Right
yeah,
there right. And we signed right next to him so we could always say,
they look, have Tom, a, we're side by
they
side.
They have a sign wall there?
They yeah. do.
Oh, that's neat.
It's really cool too. It's like a...
Well, they have two.
Oh.
They have the one big one, which is like
right outside the studio.
Everybody
where
sees that.
Lines.
But then they have the Secret Love Lounge, which only a few people get to go to. Oh, remember, we had to go through that little.
I don't remember. Oh my God, you're right. That we had to crawl through.
We had to crawl through, and there's a secret room. They turned it into a tiki lounge in Pixar, and nobody gets to go in there. And we got to go in there, and there was a wall in there, and we signed that one as well.
Oh. Mm. God, Pixar, please start loving us again. Like, I'm so sorry about that one guy. You know, he's so misguided.
He's been gone a long time.
He's been gone a long time.
What did you do? Have you written the apology letter you should have written?
What did Hooman do? I know it's got to be Hooman.
Hooman?
Don't say it. You know what?
I don't even want to say it.
If there's a wound there and you're just going to reopen it.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is. We had a great relationship with Pixar.
When I left, it was great.
Yes. Hooman was our movie reviewer for many, many years. And he decided that he needed to poop on the movie John Walker.
Oh, that's...
John Ravenstein.
No.
I keep thinking it's
I
John
think John Rick. Walker was closer than Ravenstein. I don't even know what you're talking
John
about.
Connor. John
Connor!
Is it John Connor?
No, that's from Terminator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. First of all... It was directed by Andrew Stanton. Second of all, really good. Yeah, our actual friend. Like, he would come for barbecues. Like, we were friends. And then Hooman and he wouldn't stop. He was going on and on about it. John
Carter?
Carter! John Carter! Mm-hmm. John Carter. Oof. Which is it, by the way, the hottie from Friday Night Lights. Ever watch Friday Night Lights? Bob? No. So there's this like bad boy, you know, in that. And he was John Carter. And they had like this cute sidekick. And it was like this wild adventure movie. It was great. I really loved it. And Hooman just pooped on it. I just thought, we were all there like, what are you doing? And then the next thing you know, we were persona non grata.
I'm surprised by that.
Persona non grata. Don't be surprised. People are very sensitive about their art.
Yeah,
they don't need us.
Well,
but man,
that is true.
Yeah, but I'd like to extend a heartfelt apology for the 100,000th time.
Write one and send it to him.
Oh,
I mean, don't you think?
I'm sure you'd do better than I do.
Well,
I'll ask Cha-Cha. Anyway, how do we get here?
I have no idea.
Oh, because we lie on the show all the time.
Don't lie.
You misremember things.
I'm telling you, I went looking for the picture as I remembered it, and that's not what I found. And I'm thinking to myself, someone must have that. And then I realized, no one's got that because he didn't land that thing.
The research department was all over it yesterday.
The listeners were part of that.
The research department was doubtful that it existed.
Well, I finally took a look and went, the closest thing to it, he's coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in hand extended, reaching for your breast.
And crotch front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's not, I really pictured him being like.
No, I know. I did too.
Just humping your leg. Hump day, after all.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's all. How are you? My love affair with Sting never happened. So
lonely. John left today. He's going on a golf trip.
Oh, where to?
He's not going to Pebble Beach, but he's going to Pebble Beach adjacent. He's got a couple golf
buddies.
There's
a lot of golf down there. A lot.
And so they're doing that. And you know, so this morning I
well, at least got you have my Riley. Sharpie.
No, Riley left yesterday. Yeah, I'm
all alone. Oh, you're all alone.
Who will feed me?
Who will feed you?
I guess I'll do it. I was thinking today maybe I'll make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a pretty good, pretty mean grilled cheese. But this morning I get my little pat, my Sharpie and my little sticky notes and I, you know, and his suitcase is right on the dining room table and I'm going around. I put, you know, on his milk in the refrigerator and tuck a few, put one in a pocket of a jacket I know he's going to wear.
I'm so lonely, so lonely.
But don't worry, I put out yesterday so he wouldn't forget about me.
Oh, that's smart. You're a smart
wife. I'm a
good
wife.
You really are.
Yeah, and I was so into it too. Like, ooh, yeah, let's definitely do this. Yeah. So.
What are you going to do all by yourself? Like, mope around and hang your head?
Yeah. I got to clean the guest house because Riley was in there. You know, I'll do the laundry and change the sheets. That'll be super sexy and exciting. Wipe down all the surfaces, vacuum.
Oh, I gotta rock.
You're almost a regular folk.
I know. I have to drag in the trash barrels today. Oh my God. Yesterday.
Oh my God.
Show, oh my God. That was amazing. Yesterday on the show, someone was telling us about JSW, the semi private jet company.
Yeah, JSX, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
You looked it up.
So John looked it up because I sent him a note about it. And it's, I don't know what the deal is as far as like how luxurious the thing is, but it flies out of the little private airports locally. And it's like, you know, it's like cheap. I mean, not cheap, but like for $300, you can go to Vegas and it's, you know, every seat's like a first class seat. And it's a jet, and you go to a private airport.
But the bathrooms are nicer, too.
Oh, I'm sure everything's nicer. I bet the food's nicer.
People who wrote in recommending this, what did you call it, JSX?
Something like that.
They said it's not much more money, if at all, and it is a lot of the convenience you're after.
The only thing was, like, it would be, like, say, $300 for a flight. It's very limited flying, too. It's not like you could take it to New York from here or anything.
Mm.
It's, like, L.A., a lot of L.A. and Anaheim, and then, like, nothing to Portland or Seattle, anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's pretty local.
They hope to add, I'm sure. It's a weird thing. And my dad worked in the airline business.
They should advertise with us.
And there was a point where he was a big shot at one of the companies he worked at. I want to say it was US Airways. And him and a buddy left. They got hired by Ross Perot.
Oh.
To start something called Legend Airlines.
Oh.
And they'd secured a hub at Dallas-Fort Worth. Like, it's all this stuff. Like, you have to get a home base at an airport, which is almost impossible. Because these spots are taken by other airlines that are established. They were able to because one of the people involved had
I'm a billionaire.
Had really deep pockets.
I've got $1 billion.
But they were trying to launch this brand new airline. But they ended up going under before they could get it off the ground. And it wasn't due to them. There's just a lot in the way for getting pathways to the different airports, getting landing, all the stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you'd listen to radio and go, yeah, radio. Except actually the government owns all the signals and all the sticks. And when I first got into it, my boss was, we have to get you a license and you have to learn that we are absolutely held to a standard by the
FCC,
United States government. And that if they decide, just because you're the owner, if they decide they don't want you to.
Yeah, you can own the radio station all you want. They're just not going to give you a bandwidth to.
You don't get the signal, you're done. You're cooked.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing. And that's kind of similar for these airlines.
And the government can hold you hostage and tell you that they're going to F with you if you don't do certain things, which is wrong.
It is wrong, but it is also the way. Like, we were trying to get an improved signal in San Diego, and it went on for years. And all they kept saying is, it's on our pile. We'll get to it. And I wasn't the owner, but I just remember hearing these stories of this guy struggled. And he finally went, never mind, and bought another station, and we moved the whole thing over.
Oh.
because that was the only way we were going to be heard throughout the city of San Diego, because the stick we were on at the time was pinner.
Tiny, right.
Tiny. Mm. Anyway.
Radio.
Yeah. Airlines. JSX, I hope you get there.
JSX, you should advertise with us, because that's a good, we are a good place to be blabbing. Are you kidding me? Have you heard my ads for hot tubs? I mean, I cannot shut up about those things.
I've bought three of them in the time I've been listening to you.
Save them up.
I don't know what to do.
Stack them up in the garage.
Give them away for gifts at this point.
There you go. And Maddie's birthday's tomorrow.
Is that right? It is the 10th.
I could put one in my loft.
Yeah, are you kidding me? It's a cement floor. You could totally have a hot tub in your
house. Oh, my goodness.
Then it would really be a creepy bachelor pad.
Oh, Fred would be into it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
he's a water dog. He loves the water.
I did look out the window just last night as the sun was still up, even though I was climbing into bed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there was my youngest in our hot tub with her mermaid tail.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, being a mermaid takes practice.
When she first found it, because it was in a pile in the garage somewhere, she was like, I can't wait to swim with my mermaid. And then after she did it and I talked to her the next day, I was like, how was it? And she goes, the hot tub's a little small.
Take me to the pool. Do you guys have a local pool you can use?
Yeah, funny that, of course, made for...
A mermaid needs a little room.
Pumping a full mermaid
open
tail.
Open water.
Right. You got to have some space for that.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Got a big show for you today. See you right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.